My name is Michael.
My name's Anthony.
It's like about a half an inch longer.
Yeah. You still gotta get those kegs.
Come
at me, you old bitch. It's Dempsey.
Good show, everybody.
Back episode recording and attending birthday parties. So yes.
Yeah. Whose birthday was it?
My mom. It was my mom's birthday very recently, and she turned 60.
Oh, and happy birthday, and Shady's mom.
Yeah, and
she listens, right? Does she listen?
She what?
Does she listen to the podcast?
Absolutely not.
What?
She doesn't.
Why
no,
not?
She doesn't. No, she doesn't listen.
Listen.
You don't understand the algorithm which works with brown parents, okay? You don't, not all, not, there's a different hierarchy of emotions with brown kids and white parents, okay? That's a different, you know, altogether. Yeah, I'm not getting my sister in the podcast, just before you're asking. I'm not getting my sister in the podcast. I know you're going to get to that. All right. So I recently had my mother's birthday. She turned 60, and I realized that, first of all, she doesn't look 60. She looks like, I don't know, 45. She's working really great on her body, unlike me. So the best thing is that when the party was going on, a lot of people had come. We had like 40 to 55 people, right? At least 52 people had come, and all of them are relatives. So that day I realized that I'm a lonely fuck and nobody's going to come for my birthday or my funeral because I have a lot of people loving my mother and I have nobody loving me. So the only hope I have to getting loved ones is to get attached to my mom and steal their friends so that when she passes away, I get to keep them because I was incapable of, you know, if you feel jealous feeling when you have like your family, you look around and one of your family members has got more fucking people coming to that person than your life. That's really hurtful in a way, but I liked it. I got to do my stand-up comedy for my family, clean comedy.
Okay. Okay. Clean comedy. So, wait, you said clean comedy?
Yes. I saw myself, you know, like a very clean prostitute, which is cleaner than a tissue paper. You know, it's great.
Was that one of the jokes?
Yeah, I couldn't do all jokes because here's the thing. Fun fact though, when it comes to functions and, you know, weddings and family, there's always going to be sisters and cousin sisters just wanting to perform. So it's not about you. And I don't like the fact that it's not about me because I'm a very selfish guy. Mm-hmm. So that day I really had to compromise and get this. I was a mature person. Like I literally got off the stage, gave the power to my sisters who sings, right? And I was on the stage. I did stand-up comedy for like 3 minutes on my mom. Who happened to look at me the entire time because she was standing next to me.
Okay.
Because she didn't want to get off the stage. Can you believe that, Kevin?
Question. Hold on. Your sister also performed?
Yes, but she's a musician. My sister is a musician.
Okay,
and,
but who was better? I mean,
I'm cousin sisters, not my own sister. I mean, cousins.
Cousin sister. Yeah, but who was better?
What do you mean? Better as in what?
You both performed on the same night, right? I mean, who?
Yeah, See, you're not. This is not. There's not a debate to how to like split families. Okay, this is not the argument we're having right now. I'm not gonna say in this podcast who's better artist, me or my sister.
She probably sang like a Taylor Swift song, and everyone was like, "All
she did." That's the reason I hate Taylor Swift. She did sing a Taylor Swift song.
She did?
It happens to be. She did, and it happens to be her favorite fucking artist of all time, and I hate that, right? I can't even argue that with my own sister.
Let's get her on the podcast, because that's... please. Let's get her on the podcast.
No, absolutely not. No. But no, I was really able to do that. Clean comedy is something it was a good practice. One thing is that performing in front of family is good. It's just that you have this selective people listening to the joke. So I would say, if you're doing a family function with your Indian family function, not about American, but Indian family function is very different with jokes because they're so sensitive with religion and cows and, you know, don't say ex-girlfriends because you said cows. But
jeez, okay.
But you can't do jokes on sensitive topics. And, you know, my grandmother was also sitting there. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to meet my very first teacher when I was 6 years old.
Okay.
She came all the way down from United States, and all my childhood buddies, all my I think my brother's cousin's elder brother, this is the hierarchy we live in right now, is a surgeon, and he flew down from Tennessee just for my mom. See, I that function, people drove down from across the globe to visit my mom. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to get that in my life. That's how important this woman is. And that's the part which makes me feel so jealous. Like, I was so jealous.
Don't be jealous, man. Your mom's better.
I was jealous in a very good way. Like, wow, what did this woman do to just get abundance of love from every corner of the world? Like, well, what's happening?
Your mom is not trying to piss everybody off. But, okay, anyway. So, question, though. Like, so you had your 3-minute set, right?
I did two minutes. 2 minutes set. That's it. Because when I was literally on the stage doing my, when I was about to go, my auntie, who happens to be the younger sister of my dad, you know, whispers in my ears going, you know, that you have 3 more performance pending. Just go and wrap it up. Just do your stand up and just leave the stage. This is what she says in my ear. I was like, come on, I'm her son.
We have a change in the lineup, though. It's like...
Yeah, she's whispering for me. You know what she told me before on the stage? She's like, if you don't get off the stage, I'll flash the light for 2 minutes.
Oh, wow. She should be like, just like a producer, though, man. Just
I know. But I'll be very honest. It was just a very, like one of those moments where you're like, you know, seeing all your childhood. It's like living my life in the past. Like I was able to go back in time and have that memory of all those people I've had in my life, you know? So it was a very, very sensitive, but it was a great party though. I just loved it.
That sounds great. And your aunt sounds amazing. Cutting you off for 2 minutes. That's not easy. This is not easy.
You put out a phone, Kevin.
I should know. Okay. Anyway, let's get our guest in the podcast now.
Yes. We have a very special guest today, and you have actually worked with them, and you actually performed.
Yeah. So we were on a podcast group, I guess Facebook group list, whatever. I guess it's like where everybody who has a podcast just goes there and just is like, you know, talking about what podcast they have, you know, stuff like that. Right. It's like a bunch of noise.
For those of you who cannot see us guests, they are actually flexing really hard to get in.
They're getting pumped up.
Pumped up. Like,
anyway. They are really getting pumped up. This is like a marathon for them, though. You know, yeah. Anyway, so I met them on Facebook group, right? For podcasting, because everybody needs subscribers. We're like, whatever. Like, we need guests too, right? And they seem cool. They said that they did improv. Like, I love improv. And then, honestly, I will say it's like one of like the most best experiences I had on a podcast.
I gotta get a taste of that.
So these guys have an improv podcast though, right? It's called M&A's Excellent Adventure. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. So we're gonna do the promotion anyway. So chill.
We'll do it at the end. we gotta bring them in as an intro.
Yes.
Okay. Now they're having a conversation in the chat.
Very restless.
By themselves. They're like, when can we come on now? Anyway, guys, let's give it up for Michael and Anthony. I don't know how to pronounce your last name.
That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. I just while I was flexing, Michael wasn't muted at all. I don't know if you guys curse on this show, but I am ready to just throw down a couple of words.
So what happened? I thought the introduction was happening sooner.
On my microphone. I will fuck you up, Michael, after this.
So I thought the introduction was coming a little on the earlier. Show?
I'm so sorry.
All right, guys, one at a time.
Behind the scenes, we just hate each other, and so it's just constant animosity. I thought the introduction was coming sooner, so I was prepping and I unmuted myself, and then I also took a drink of my water bottle, which made a lot of noise.
Yeah, that was me.
And then I was like, "Oh, whoops!" And then I muted myself again.
You were so loud in my ears, and I felt bad because I started the flex off, but yeah. I had muted my microphone manually, yeah. not on Zoom, but manually. And yeah, so yeah. Michael was shaking the entire room with flexing, and I didn't know how to tell him without shouting in the microphone.
All right, so before we get to it, let's get a little bit about you guys.
A little bit about you. By the way, the best. Yeah. I think that was the best intro we've ever had. I mean, like that was such a crazy. Best. Yeah, people just came in all hyped. Great.
Yeah, hyped up. Yeah, we gotta get the sound effect. We can get the sound effects guy. You know, get maybe like get one of them.
Who was that? Was that Michael? Or Anthony?
That was me. It's the best app that's ever.
That's all it does.
That's all it does.
DM me the app name later on. I gotta
sponsor the podcast too. Absolutely. Whatever. Yeah. So anyway.
Right. So a little bit about yourself, guys, please. Yes.
Let's start with Michael.
I'm Michael. I'm the entertainment director of the number one DJ company in the state, which is Baller. I'm a father and a husband, which is probably also Baller. And I have a kick-ass podcast with this little fucker over to my whatever side he's gonna be on. To me, he's on my right.
To the right, yeah.
Okay, to the right, yeah, yeah. And it's probably the funniest podcast on this side of the country, I would say.
No, yeah, I agree with that. Honestly, I was on it. I agree with that. Yeah, 100%.
Hell yeah.
100%.
Hell yeah.
All of North Dakota should be. Honestly, you're probably the only podcast in North Dakota, to be honest. So.
All why of the other are, ones are Christian.
Why do you say only this side of the country? Why do you say this side of the country? Why?
Well, because like on New Jersey side, we're the best, man. That's why.
So. Yeah, we don't want to step on any toes.
Yeah. You know? Oh, it's okay.
The dividing line.
It's okay.
I also find it hilarious that N Shady didn't give a fuck about anything I just said because he was. I started talking and he just left. And then he came back at the end. He was like,
In my defense, my battery laptop was done. It was like 19%. So I gotta juice it up. That's the reason I left. That was the only reason I left. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay, cool.
Anyway, Anthony, I mean, you've been like in the chat right now putting some. Honestly, I think we have to have the meeting chat as part of the podcast too on the side.
Why do we have, like, look at the fucking chat. Like, literally, those are muted. You sound crazy right now. Michael, shut the fuck up and mute yourself. Good. I was muted, too. I will kill you. Can you say fuck her? What about fuck her? What the hell?
So that perfectly describes the comedy on our podcast, M&A's Excellent Adventures, because Michael and I don't know if we started or intended to become this ever, but I think we were destined to become the perfect odd couple because Michael is very, very Michael, and I am very good. I am very particular about things. And so, our dynamic is I will gun for his throat, but he doesn't take it personally, and it's my favorite thing ever. So we have a deep adoration for one another, especially for podcasting. Adoration? And so that's kind of how we work.
You said adoration.
What did I say? Yeah, adoration.
No, it's admiration.
Yeah.
It's admiration.
What did I say? What's adoration? Is that like
addition? It's Adderall. It was adoration. What the fuck is
it? No. Like
adoration is
admiration. Like Adderall, or did it say admiration?
No. Adoration.
It's a deep love and respect or worship.
Yes.
Which I'd say it's more. I would say we.
I have more of an admiration. I wouldn't say I'd worship anything that Michael does, but I do appreciate.
Wow.
I think to put this in the most simple word is tolerance. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, no, because I definitely like
step up.
I definitely like held. I held Anthony on like the highest pedestal and just like thought, you know, he was the superior, amazing person. And then like, I thought like that was mutual, but I guess he doesn't give a fuck about me. So like, it's just like well, a one-sided thing that, and he like, I just don't matter, I guess. It's cool. That's cool.
So that's our whole show dynamic is we both think that of each other.
When did you start doing improv? Are you guys by default improvers, or did you like comedians, or
I,
something?
I would love to answer that. So we are the most inexperienced improv hosts. We met doing like theatrical shows like back in high school together. And We lost touch for a couple years. We randomly met up once COVID shut everything down. He reached out and wanted to meet up, and he mentioned he was been interested in podcasting, and I've always been interested in storytelling. And so we created a podcast that was loosely, it's funny because my fiance says it's improv, but it's also the opposite of improv because it's slightly structured. One person has a premise and the other person goes in blind. And so it's an oxymoron, which is like, you know, contradictory to itself. So it's structured improv. It doesn't make sense at all. Yeah. But Michael came up with this convoluted idea that we should do a structured improv show. I told him it was the dumbest idea I've ever heard. And lo and behold, Michael got his way, which is also our relationship.
Goddamn right. You know,
it's like a really good marriage because Michael gets what he wants, and I just kind of go with the punches. So.
But I do make sure to put out. So,
yeah,
that's
so
good. That's good, Michael.
There's an
that's
even
good.
Exchange.
I was about to ask that. That was my next question. Yeah. So. You guys are also wedding DJs, right? That's awesome. Like, yes. How did you guys get into that?
Wedding DJs?
Mm-hmm. Wedding DJs, yes. Oh, we, like I said, we both work for, the number one DJ company in North Dakota. And yeah, it's pretty rad.
Which doesn't sound impressive when you put it that.
Doesn't sound impressive. No, but there's a lot.
I can compare it to the wedding DJs in India. I think it's way better, like how we do it
the
here.
Indian weddings are crazy. Yeah.
Indian weddings are crazy, but the DJs what we have, I don't know how it operates there, but the Indian weddings we have, the DJs we have it, at least in this, as per the religion, people actually don't give a fuck about the DJ at all. They don't care what song is playing. They don't care if it is Desi. They don't care if it is Bollywood. They don't care. Like, they will wait for some selective words to just pop out of the fucking microphone and just dance to it. They wouldn't know what artist it is, right? So this happens mostly. Yeah, I'm dead serious. Yeah. If it is like a really personal wedding, the groom or the friends or the best friends, something like that, they would give a fuck. But nobody else. No, the rest 400 people, they don't care whether it is Jay-Z or is like an Indian hip-hop thing or like
Swift.
A Bollywood mix.
Or Taylor
no.
Swift. Or Taylor Swift.
Or Taylor Swift.
I have never seen an Indian wedding play at Taylor Swift. I've never seen it so
far. Never say never.
Not yet.
Never say never. How does it work there? How does it work with the being a DJ for?
Yeah, I mean, the music is a really big part of it. That's a huge, you know, and we're also very involved in the planning process of the wedding too on our end. So we're kind of wedding planners, event coordinators, DJs, wrapped into one. And we even go out there, we'll sing, we dance, we do the whole shebang as well.
You sing and dance? You do that?
Yeah. So we're very busy, very involved DJs. But yeah, the music is a huge part of it here. We give every couple as well, like the opportunity. Basically, we give them our playlist and we just say, you know, customize this as much as you want. You know, tell us what we can't play. Tell us what we have to play.
That is something which I can relate to. That is something which, because there's certain songs, which, like my friend wanted to, he was at a wedding and he was in Goa. if you know what Goa Goa happens to be a very posh place, like the cheap Miami, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sure. It's a cheap Miami. So he wanted to play a hip hop, some song hip hop from Divine. He's an Indian artist named Divine. He's a hip hop artist. So he says he's a lot of abusive words. He's like, "Don't play that. Can you play that?" And the wife is like, "Don't, no, I don't want to play." I said, "You danced on this song." He's like, "No, it's okay. My mother's gonna be there."
So question for you guys. So wait, are you guys both at the same level, or is like
right.
Michael, Anthony's? What's the okay same level, right?
I would say we're at the same level. Anthony would disagree.
Michael is technically. You're talking about like
I'm talking about jobs, right?
Who's more important? That's what Kevin's asking. Who's more important? That's what Kevin is asking. Who's more important?
Oh, gotcha. I would say Michael technically, his position, like he is my boss, but I have so much input for we're a smaller company, so I would say Michael and I have equal power when it comes to communicating.
Wait, you work for him? Wait, you work for him?
But yeah, so Michael, kind of. So we all work in a big company. Michael is a step below the boss in his position,
right.
But our boss is kind of chill. So it's like I am one of the managers, but Michael is technically, if you were to fire somebody, he would fire me. He has that power to do that if he really wanted to.
Okay,
but the nice thing is when you sleep with your boss, you get your job a lot longer.
Right.
Surprisingly.
That's right.
That's very true. That is very true.
That is the takeaway. Save that for the end. That's what we've learned today.
What did we learn? There you go.
Sleeping your way to the top.
I'm not saying that.
Is that how it works?
You're gonna make a lot of married people heartbroken.
Do you guys have like any?
That's what we do.
Do you have any fun like Bryzilla stories at all, or no? Like, or
Anthony probably. I haven't had it really Bryzilla situation.
I've had a.
Are you allowed to say, by the way? I don't want to get
yes.
you guys in trouble.
Yes, I do. Well, yes, I am allowed. Actually, I'm trying to think. She was a bridezilla, but it was funny because it had nothing to do with me at all. I just got the gossip from in the U.S. We have, you know, maids of honor. I don't know how.
Yes.
If you have like a bridal party sort of stuff. But
Yeah.
So the maid of honor was the bride's sister and she was a gossip. So she was telling me all of this drama about how the flower lady brought in flowers and the bride screamed and said that it looked like seaweed, like on the bottom of a lake or something. And she threw them out. And the reason why I knew that something crazy happened because I walk in and I see flower petals just thrown everywhere. And I'm like, huh, this place isn't normally like this when I'm here. So I look her around and she threw a fit with that. The photographer wasn't getting her good side, whatever the hell that means. And so the bride was mad at the photographer. I didn't have room to set up where I normally set up because she put stuff where I usually would put, you know,
right.
My equipment. And I didn't tell her that I moved, and so she threw a huge fit about that. But that was like the only thing that happened. She was cool with me after that, but I can't imagine being so upset about flowers that you throw them at people. So that's like the closest Bryzilla story I've had. Nothing super crazy outside of that.
It's pretty crazy.
In the Midwest, people are more passive aggressive. So they're just going to say really mean stuff about you.
Yes,
they're not
going to
actively throw a fit. They'll be like, "Oh, I can't believe this."
Do you have the eye rolling? Because that's I get that a lot. You get the eye rolling? That's something which that's an eye rolling.
Not to our face.
Not to
the face. Oh, I get it to the face. I get it to the face.
In the Midwest, eye rolling is way too aggressive.
That is really
aggressive. And like, bless your heart.
It's not necessarily the bless your heart. That's pretty southern. But we basically, like, if somebody doesn't hold a door open for you and they just walk through it, we're like, that's rude as shit.
Even for strangers, everybody.
If you open the door, you look behind you to make because if anyone's behind you, you gotta hold that open for them.
What the, yeah. Nobody does that shit here. Nobody gives a fuck.
And so I mean, like.
Like when I went to the mall, I opened this door for this old woman. She just went by and she did, and she didn't even look back and give a fuck. She just went straight. I was like, I was being nice.
Mm-hmm. So, no, yeah. Thank you. And so it's funny that you say this because Michael, because that is the stereotype. And I don't follow that at all because I think it's stupid. Because my family, my family's from California.
Is it a law?
So my family's from California. So people look at me and I'll see if I see somebody's like kind of far away and they're walking towards, instead of holding the door, I'm like, I'm going to go in as fast as I can so I don't have to talk to them because I'm just antisocial. So I break a lot
of... Wait, you're antisocial? Oh my god.
With strangers, yeah, like I don't know. I just can't stand small talk. I don't know if that's...
Well, thank you. I thought that was the only guy.
Ask the question. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Are you an introvert? Are you an introvert?
Am I an introvert?
Yeah.
I'm somewhere in between. I'm really good at talking
You're
to people.
You're an ambivert.
Ambivert.
I'm really good at talking to people. Yeah. But I just don't try to.
I would say I'm ambivert.
Yeah. Like there are times when... There are times where I'm like, oh man, like let's just invite some people over and host a nice little party, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then there are times when somebody's like, hey, do you want to come out tonight? And I'm like, I would rather do any fucking thing else in the world.
If there's any introverts, you would immediately turn off the podcast now at this point.
No, I'm definitely not introverted. I don't think you could do what we do.
I'm just a shy boy. I'm just a shy boy.
That's why I always say from the bottom of my heart, I don't like introverts. They're just born sad people. I'm just saying.
We're entertainers at heart. We can't be introvert, you know. But sometimes, man, we just want to chill out and not see anybody.
That's true. That's very true. Yes. And when we're crying, you don't ask why we are crying. Just leave it to that. Yeah. Leave it to that, right? Don't ask me why.
Oh, I forget that this is an actual podcast, like it's structured. So, is there a new topic or how does this work?
We've been kind of like throwing these like, topics, I'm just so, like, I... you know, subtly though. So yeah.
We're kind of breaking into the conversation. We just do that. So we just kind of ease it in.
Okay, cool.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. So this is what happens. Awesome. Yeah. That's why you don't have hosts as guests. That's a problem. Don't have hosts as guests because
that is
too dominating.
Michael, get out of here.
It just doesn't feel right because that's what we do, right?
Michael, come back.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you're right. I'm out. Nice. All right. Stuff. But in my podcasts, like, yeah, it's all about comedy, man. About comedy. But I love making people laugh forever.
I love crying and I love making people cry. Like
that's
for
amazing.
Real.
Amazing.
That's why none of my family talk to me anymore is because I make them cry too much. No. For a story, like any good movie or TV series, like Breaking Bad is such a good drama. Or so good. The Last of Us TV series. I think it's a phenomenal drama. And so but when it comes to my energy, I feel like I can't be taken seriously enough for a serious drama. I kind of fall back onto comedy, you know what I mean? So it's one of those things where it's like I really wish I had the energy and the ability to really yank tears from people, but I think it's the nasally voice and it's my candor that makes people laugh, and so I'm just built for comedy whether or not I fucking want to be.
I know, and it's good. At least At least in my case, I don't have to talk. I just exist, and they start crying around me. So I don't have to. I don't have to open my mouth. I just have to be. My presence is enough for them to like literally question their life choices and the very existence why I'm next to them. So it's great. I save a lot of energy.
You are the danger here. You are the danger.
That's right.
Danger.
You are.
Stop sounding like my mom right now. Cool. I wanted to ask you guys a question. How did you guys meet your wife? We meet your women. When did you guys meet her? Like, you know, and
it's
because one is a DJ and one is a corporate slave, so it's a two different
DJs. Just one's more of a corporate slave. Than
he There's looks like DJ. A IT guy. Okay, he doesn't look like a fucking IT guy. He looks like an IT guy. he looks like.
Wait. And Shady, who are you pointing to here? Who's the IT guy? Is it me?
You.
Both of
you.
IT guys,
you.
Oh, thank God. I was like, I don't.
You. First of all, before you answer that question, I want to take a moment that. Anthony's haircut looks like a knockoff edition of Sheldon. Like you look like what's that robot thing called with the atom thing, the guy with the fucking the thing, there's this thing called as Adam, right? There's a robot.
I've seen it.
So you know that the thing where it's got a pointy hair on both the side like a triangle. So that's exactly what he looks like. So
that is the best roast. We'll put a picture over here. We'll put a picture right here.
Which happens to be a great TV show. Please. So great TV so show. Funny. That's a reference. So I compared you to two.
But is it a comedy or a drama? And
all right. So now we get to the question. Yes, guys, how did you meet your wife? So let's start with Mike.
Wait, who's the IT guy?
Anthony,
I think, was
Anthony's
IT guy. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. He,
that's cool. And I am.
I'm the IT guy who does not know what he's doing, but still manages to figure it out and fixes.
Yeah.
I do love
it. He gets all his energy from the plan behind him. So,
Okay. Anyway, how'd you guys meet your wives?
Yeah, how'd you guys meet your wife? Yeah.
So I met my wife when many years ago, I started working at one of the local movie theaters, and she happened to be one of the managers.
Wow.
And so, I was a charming little guy and managed to, we ended up becoming
you slept with the boss. Okay.
I get the phrase sleeping with the manager. Now I get the phrase sleeping with the manager. Now I get it. Oh,
you know,
he started the trend. Okay, he started the trend.
Anthony was typing it as I was saying it. It's so funny.
Exactly. Yep.
Can let him finish. Let him finish.
So we ended up like becoming best friends basically, and then both ended up kind of liking each other. We both had a moment of like, fuck, I think I like this person. Like, neither of us were like stoked about it when it first hit. We were both just like, oh man, like this is, but anyways, and then we just kind of started dating, sort of. It was very unofficial, kind of like we're just together now. And so
I for the people wondering in the audience, just telling that Anthony completely has a different story about Michael's relationship.
Anthony did not even know we were not close at this time.
His reactions
I didn't even get invited to the wedding.
Oh, wow.
That was before.
What? You didn't even DJ it? That's so upsetting though. Come on.
Oh, you didn't get him in his own, like, why not? Man, you didn't save money on DJ.
We weren't even close at the time. Anthony wasn't a DJ at the time.
Okay.
I just want to say.
So now it's my time.
Yeah.
Well, Michael invited my roommate and didn't invite me to the wedding. And that was before
inviting Matt.
You invited Matt to the wedding.
Come on, Michael,
and Matt said he would Anyways, that's so that was before Michael and I were close. Michael and I didn't know each other that well. Okay. He knew my roommate a lot better than I did. Okay. So yeah, it's nothing personal. Okay. I just like to give him shit for that. But right. That sounds about what Michael's told me. So that I don't know anything about his relationship outside of that. But I met we're not married yet, but my fiance we met because she
Is Michael invited to your wedding now? Is Michael invited to your wedding?
I'm gonna invite Michael just out of spite.
Also, yes. Keep in mind this is on YouTube, so everybody actually knows that you're doing this.
Oh, perfect. Oh, good, good, good. So I was gonna ask if this is video or if it's just okay. So that's good. So Anna was my boss,
yeah, it's on video,
and.
Yeah.
And I saw the boss, and I thought, how do I move up in the company? And then I'm just making this up.
I'm moving up Anna. Sorry, that didn't sound right.
Yeah, no. Well, Anna and I, we worked at an Olive Garden. So you know how they say, the phrasing is, when you're here, you're family? We took it to, when you're here, you make
family. Oh, my God.
So, yeah. We were just coworkers, and yeah, we just started talking, and that's any restaurant knows, like, if you've ever worked in a restaurant or if you've ever sat in a restaurant, I just hope you can live with the fact that every server that has ever served you is incredibly horny 24/7 because you got a bunch of people who are working in the worst conditions possible every single day. Yeah. Eventually, people start getting together.
Especially at Olive Garden.
Exactly. And
yeah, yeah.
That is the worst way I could have described how we met. But that's basically how we met.
So basically, you're grateful that your servers were horny.
Yes, and if yes, you get exactly. If you go to a restaurant and your service is bad. If you go to a restaurant and your service is bad, it's most likely they're undateable. Like, they don't have any motivation because servers are only good because trying to impress their sexual partners, counterparts at the restaurant.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay. If you get a bad server, think about the fact that were they hot and were they worth being
right.
You know what I mean? Mm. Yeah. So wow. And maybe if those coach, boxes man. Don't check. I'm just saying, wow. I took the gentleman's guide on YouTube, okay?
Yeah,
exactly. So
yeah, I mean I will say Anthony served me once, and that was an intense dining experience.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah.
That was just the energy did radiating off energy. Of Anthony. Did it was it was
so you walked so you
oh, yeah. Like and, it was, and, but in like a good in a cool way. Like because he was good at his away. Job, I knew he was horny.
Yeah, of course.
So you walked away satisfied, right?
Yeah, he did.
Absolutely, I did.
Stop laughing, Kevin.
I had to like take my jacket off. I had to take my flannel off. I had to. I was like, oh my good lord! Like, screw up my order. Give me the wrong drink or something. Like, it's too
spit in my food. Spit in my mouth. Yeah,
that's considered a food. That's a food violation right there. It's considered a violation. You can't do that.
Oh, it was a violation. Right.
I hope Anna doesn't watch this episode.
We won't tell anybody though. We know. Yeah, we'll just tell the listeners, but we'll be like, no.
Yeah.
So you guys have been in North Dakota for how long? Like your whole life, or did you guys move
whole
there?
Life?
My whole life for me. I was born here. Everyone in my family was lucky enough to be born in California or Colorado, like real parts of the country. I was born here, and yeah.
Wow.
That's sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And we're here. Okay.
Right, no. What?
We're seeing the chat. Like,
there's a lot of I don't get it. Like, there's a lot of chat's happening while the fucking Zoom call is happening. This is not a live stream on Twitch where you're putting shit on the chat. Like, nobody can read this. It's
at,
like
at the end of the episode, you can just scroll the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm literally. Like, yeah. Okay, so.
Typing after
gonna go at the end.
Yeah, great. For those of you guys are wondering what's in the chat, anyway, it goes. We got classic case of sleeping with the boss, right?
We have F.
And you got an F. Like, I don't know what it's going to spell out. But...
I feel like they're trying to, like, talk shit behind our backs, but they're just threatening to everyone.
We're just talking shit to each other.
Yeah, they just forgot to send a personal message in the public.
Exactly. Yeah.
Y'all are familiar with typing F in the chat, right? No.
All right, so let's get a taste of the improv a little bit.
Oh yeah. So do you guys have like a scene, like a preview of like what your podcast kind of really?
Yeah.
Like? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I would absolutely love to go into that. But let me quick share my screen so that if we can have me share my screen,
so that
I can show you my prepared remarks.
Right. Kindly close all the unwanted. Don't close all the unwanted tabs first, and yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All the incriminating tabs there.
Yes.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go over here. And I don't think I'm sharing that. Hold on.
Hold on.
Don't look. Okay. No.
Is that a porn tab?
No, What's going on? That's not it.
What's going on?
Even better.
That was a very sexual thing I saw for some reason.
I know, right?
What the hell? Why can't I?
Are you researching?
This is the part you can. You can totally just edit this part out. But
we're going to go
straight to this. Keep it in. Don't edit it out.
Am I sharing my screen?
Edit it out.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, wait, that's my cursor.
So, well, I don't see your faces, though. So let me drag you over to this page.
I see your faces.
Oh, God.
You see the faces? Well, that's good, at least. Okay. There we go. I just want to see your reactions on this, so.
Okay, cool. Everybody, this is Adventures. You're looking at an Adventures slide right now. Okay, cool.
Now, and Shady, doesn't this look like it was made in Microsoft Paint?
Yes, it looked like Microsoft Paint.
It was made on an online, like, there was this logo creating website software deal, and so I made it, but I didn't want to pay for it, so I just screen grabbed it.
Well, I think
so I stole our logo.
Also, the color just came out a little bit from the top.
Okay, so folks,
okay,
with this show, what's great about this is every story is, let's pause here.
I do need to like get some storage on my computer here, so just give me like five. For, like 5 minutes. Hold on, let me drag some stuff over.
5 minutes. I'm gonna go pee then.
I am gonna go pee.
I don't want to lose the podcast. I don't want to lose the podcast. So, okay, hold on.
Sure, you can go pee and come. Just go pee and come. No issues.
I'm gonna go pee
and come.
Go and pee and come. No issues.
Pee and what?
You can go pee and come. I mean, just go pee and come, like C-O-M-E. Go.
Come back.
Come
okay,
back. Yeah,
come
that's
back.
What I meant.
That's
what I meant. Go. Go piss. Go piss. Go piss. That's better. Go piss.
All right. So we're back on World's Hardest Game. No, okay.
No. The World's Hardest Game, yes. Love.
So, folks, are you ready for this podcast premise?
Yeah,
let's go.
For those of you who are new to the concept of structured improv, which is, once again, contradictory, I have a premise that everybody else is going to work through. So it's kind of like when people throw out suggestions to an improv group. I have all the parameters of what they're going to be and what their characters are going to be, but They get to come up with their own motivations. They get to come up with what they're going to do in the story. And that's pretty much what we do. So, folks, let's take a look here. My character, and this will kind of help set the scene a little bit. You're seeing this, right, everybody? Anthony's character up top. Yes. Awesome. Okay, so I am a hot air balloon operator. I host a couples tour above the Rocky Mountains. So couples, people who are in pairs with their significant others, they go on these hot air balloon trips and they just fall in extra love. And more importantly, they have a fun time. But the main thing here is I am not the best at calming nervous hot air balloon riders. Okay, so that's my character. Pretty straightforward. Let's talk about Michael's character, though.
Let's.
So, Michael, you are a cheater, a cheater finger boy. And you have not showered in quite some time, Michael. Okay.
That's so, right, Michael.
Your date stood you up. So you had a date and they did not show up for some weird reason, and you're not quite sure why they didn't show
Maybe
up.
Maybe the showering.
And Michael, you hate public displays of affection. So that's your character here.
Okay.
You hate PDA. Yeah, you can't stand it when couples are like gushy with each other. So, Kevin, let's talk about you a little bit.
Okay.
Kevin, your name is Harrison Toyota. Okay. Not to be confused with Harrison Ford. You.
Toyota.
Nice.
Kevin, you are on a date with a beautiful woman you're trying to impress.
Don't tell me if she's going to be the woman.
But...
I will laugh if she's going to be the woman. It's... Setting up some. Go ahead.
But Kevin, so you're trying to impress a woman, and you have a serious fear of heights.
Oh yeah.
So Michael's character hates PDA. Kevin, your character hates heights. So lo and behold, and Shady. Your name is Kim Burley. You picked out the date. You are excited for a romantic date. With
I gotta be in character. Wait, I gotta be in character. There we go. Yeah, there we go.
Gotta let the hair down.
There we go. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. There we go.
So, and Shady, your character, you picked out the date. You're excited for this really awesome time. You do have a very sensitive nose, and so you hate bad smells.
Oh my god. Yeah.
So
I do. I really hate
bad smells. Michael.
I do.
Has a bad smell and hates PDA. Kevin hates heights. So that's kind of what we got going on. So, without further ado, let's tell them a story. Let's tell everybody a great story. Let's just do this thing.
Let's
do it. To set the scene, I am your hot air balloon captain, and I am ready for my two couples that have shown up here. So, as I'm working on my hot air balloon, I see three people show up. One of them looks a little sad, and I'm not quite sure why. So, that is the scene.
Okay.
So, I'm working on my balloon. Hello, folks. Hey. It's good to see you both again, or see you all. So, my name is absolutely. My name is Balloony. That's what they call me, at least on the east side here. And the main thing here is I want to make sure all couples have a good time. So, everybody
how high are we gonna get? How high?
Well, no, it doesn't matter. It really depends on.
It doesn't matter how high it's gonna get. Has anybody seen another person here? Because I'm pretty sure somebody else is supposed to be here.
Hey guys, I'm sorry.
First people I've seen.
I'm so sorry. I'm late. I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry.
Babe, come on, let's go.
Yes. I'm sorry.
You must be Kim.
Where's my? Okay. Oh yeah, I was just totally doing my hair. Just having some fun. Sorry.
Classic. Yeah. You know, I totally get that. Well, folks, before you come on in, just so you know, I'm mostly experienced in balloon flying. The main thing here is just keep calm, relax while we go up, and we're gonna have a good time. Does that sound easy enough, everybody?
Yeah,
I think so. I think so.
Yeah. I guess
I'm gonna have a great time anyway because you know I'm waiting for my date, so I'm ready for this.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Well,
Yeah, babe, I'm doing it for you. Must be awesome. I'm doing it for you, babe. So, okay.
Yeah. Oh my god, you're so cute.
All right, so just to make sure I have the names here for the couples, Kim and Harrison, you two are here.
Here, I'm here.
You two, okay, great. All right, step onto the ship, and then no worries. And then I have James and Catherine. Where I see James, you must be right. Stop licking your fingers for a minute, just look at me.
I'm sorry, is this me or just someone? I'm really sorry to interrupt. Is this me or someone just really smelling a dead rat in here? Is this really smelly for some reason? I'm so sorry.
I think it's just you.
No, that...
I don't know. You know, I think it's just you.
Kim, I'm smelling that too. I have a feeling that once we get to the air, though, it should be fine. It should be fine.
I'm just going to take my perfume right over here. Like, babe, check this out. I got a new perfume for you. We can check this out. Oh my god. Can I just put it on my lips so you can just taste it? Like, just,
No. Okay. Hey, there are other people here.
How did I? I totally got red strawberry because of the DMs you told me that. So,
everybody, just get onto the boat. Get onto
the ship. Yay, let's do this.
Okay, babe.
Everybody hold your partners tight or
Come on, babe.
I'm scared. Why are you gonna let them do this, Balloony?
Are you grabbing my ass? This is awful. Somebody's grabbing my ass, babe. Is it you?
This is just awful.
I'm sorry.
You can't let them do this. No, they don't.
It's okay. I don't mind.
Let go of each other. You're fine. I just
So if you look over the Rocky Mountains, look over there. Oh my god, we're so high up.
I go up to Balloony, I put my cheesy hand on your shoulder. Look, man. I get really close into you. You gotta do something about it.
I just, don't let go, babe. This is clearly not appropriate, not acceptable behavior. You know what's not accepted?
Smelling like a dead body.
It's just you.
It's not. I don't know.
You can have my perfume.
Hey, folks. I just gotta say, I am thoroughly disappointed in your behavior right now. Nobody smells
me too.
A dead rat.
Nobody here. It's just you.
I was offering you my perfume, though. Here you go, my perfume. Take my perfume.
No, I don't believe it. I throw it off the side of the
room. Oh my god! That's a fucking Gucci perfume. That's $400.
Yeah, well, and you're gonna be next if you don't settle down.
Oh, babe, you gonna talk to him like that, babe? You gonna let him talk to me like that?
Babe, hold me again. Don't let go.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Let go.
Actually, maybe you should let go. Balloony.
You're lucky. I just told you, but
I put my arm back on here. I grab your arm. Do something about this. I pull you in really close. I get like right in your face. You gotta take control of this situation, man. You need to do because.
And your breath is even worse than your body odor. And I look at Kimberly.
The only thing you can take control of. You have to do this. Okay, the only thing we can all take control is for our souls not to leave our body because the smell is just unbelievable. And I really thought that the heights can make a difference. And I'm holding on to my date right now.
Yeah, I'm holding on.
Keeping me alive. Like,
hey, you two, I hate to be that guy. I did get a complaint by somebody anonymous about PDA.
I want to make sure. Wait a second, is it out loud? Come on, dude. Excuse me, and I slap
Harrison across the face and leave a dusty print.
A dusty fingerprint.
Enough!
Hey, if I was so high, I would beat your ass, okay?
Yeah, if I wasn't so high, I would just fart on your face because my fart smells better than you.
Well,
it really does.
Balloony pulls out a blunt and just goes, "If I wasn't so high, we would be in the ground right now because I can't stand you guys." And so we're just floating. We're trying to have a peaceful time here. Okay, folks, please stop. Please stop making each other uncomfortable. Okay, all right. If I have to intervene one more time,
I'm here.
They're making me uncomfortable. Look at all of the things they're doing. It's not
look, pal. Look, pal.
Babe, check this out. I saw this great movie life last night. It's about this lonely guy who killed himself. And I so want to watch that movie again. We're going to go watch the movie once we land, all right?
It's okay, my favorite movie. Hopefully we land soon. Really
yeah, don't worry about the heights.
Well,
I told you.
I'm not going to.
You guys are so casual.
I'm sorry. It's mid. Okay.
Mid.
This really is really stinky up here. Does anybody know what the source of that smell might be?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's their attitude.
Cheeto, dude.
No,
I think it's Kim's attitude.
No,
I think it's both of their attitudes.
No,
I can flop over.
I think it's just
and I am passed out.
Oh my god.
You made him so uncomfortable. That he passed out with your PDA and your nasty, stinky attitude.
My attitude is cleaner than your entire stench. Just relax. All right?
Meanwhile, as Kimberly is telling off Cheeto Kit, the balloon crashes into the side of the mountain and blows up. And the only survivor is Cheeto Finger Kid.
Of course it is.
I knew I was right.
And scene. So that's just a mini sample of what an episode looks like at M&A's Excellent Adventures.
Holy shit. Okay,
yeah,
first of all.
Amazing. Yes.
All right. First of all, how did we do?
Great.
You know, I do gotta say that was the loudest I've ever had anybody in my ears. And whether or not that's good is completely up to you. I had a good time.
I love.
But there's nothing I wanted to do more than to kill all of you, so I blew us up.
I had a feeling that this guy would survive. Like I had a feeling. Like you already.
No, I knew it. It's
every time.
I've played enough survival games that like I knew what to do because
the Cheeto Finger Kid always survives.
Yeah, but also like the mountain died. Like the stench like helped him like propel. Like he didn't die. Right? Like, it just helped.
It was
him.
A protection.
Yeah. I had a thick coating of Cheeto dust.
I like the fact that everybody stayed in character. That was the best part. Especially Michael. He stayed in character. That is, you know, it's really. I mean, Anthony was the coordinator and he was trying to like keep everything intact.
Yeah.
But to be in character, I think for me, I feel my character was solely dependent on Michael. So actually, like
I was trying to just be as awful and insufferable.
That's what improv
possible.
Is. You can't do it alone. It's a team.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. It's a team deal. So.
And if you enjoyed this,
about what the podcast looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you guys enjoyed this, there's about like what 96 other episodes that they can go and watch now. Is it
almost 90?
88. Okay. Almost 90.
Holy
there you
shit.
Go.
Almost 90.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, so,
go watch all of them. Yeah. So go watch all of them. Yeah. Anyway,
we have
some are better than others.
Oh, wait. What's your favorite?
That's gonna happen.
What's your?
Well,
favorite
I was
episode?
Going to. I was gonna say, Kevin recently. Episode 86, An Unlikely Pairing. We have Kevin guesting on there. That one was a ton of fun. It's a reality show premise where Anthony and Kevin get to play kind of an odd couple and navigate tasks. There's some sexual tension for sure.
Wow, I gotta check that out again.
there's always sexual tension. Yeah,
there's
always.
A through line for sure.
It is one of the most viewed episodes we've had, besides our first one, which was just audio goodness. Only. So
yeah.
In the matter of like 3 weeks, or 4 weeks of it being posted, 2 weeks, that's it?
2 weeks.
Yeah. It is one of our most viewed episodes, which is insane that, like, we're not getting millions of views yet. But, your energy was so much fun. People wanted to watch it almost 100 times.
Oh, my goodness.
Pretty
that's amazing.
Us little guys.
No, I mean, you guys are amazing, and you guys, you know, everyone here, go follow their. But we'll put their, you know, YouTube stuff okay. all over the description. Right, but go follow them, please. Yes. Okay. Yes. What did we learn on the podcast?
All right, let's start with Anthony.
Anthony, what did you learn?
What did I learn?
What did you learn? Just a few words, not a paragraph.
A few words? Okay. Something that I learned on the podcast was how much fun it is to have other hosts host their own podcast. That is a lot of fun. That's what I learned.
Okay. That was my line, but okay.
Yeah. No way.
All right.
Michael, what about you?
Perfect.
Michael, yeah.
I learned that N Shady is a prop comic for sure with that hat.
It's actually a prop.
Well, right before we started recording, you threw it on and I was like, oh yeah, absolutely. But yeah, no, I learned that, you know, just people from different areas and kind of the different comedy and how that gels and blends together is mm-hmm. Makes a difference and is really cool.
Yeah.
Right. What did you learn, Kevin? I'll go last.
You want me? Okay, I'll go. So I learned that Michael slept with the boss. I learned that first thing. I also learned that a lot of Olive Garden waiters and waitresses are horny. I learned that too.
You gotta leave some for me. You can't say everything. Right?
I can say everything. You can say it again. No. But these are things I learned. I have to say what I learned, man. So I also learned that, you know, DJs can be fun and, you know, they're awesome. And wait. Okay, guys, what is there, like, a song that you guys love playing at weddings? Like, it's like that's like your song where you just have to go on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah, that's go a good question. Yes.
That Michael goes first.
Oh, man.
I got to think
okay.
for 10 seconds.
There's two. Can I give two answers?
Give two.
Okay,
two.
Okay. So one that is tried and true and I love, it's just so much fun, is Shout by the Isley Brothers. So much fun. But the other one, once we get a little later into the night and we're starting to kind of get into some more like bangers, some more, you know, the kids and grandparents are gone music. Yeah. Let's Get It Started by the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, yeah, fun. Yeah. Let's Get It Started.
Classic.
Yeah.
Oh, classic.
Yeah. Classic. Yeah. Classic.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So I have my answer, and it is the best answer because I can guarantee by the name you would not know the song. But my number one banger of all time, you play this song, not just me, but everybody's going to be on the dance floor, is Tub Thumping by Chubbawamba.
I don't know if you know that song. Stellar song.
You know that song?
Yeah.
I don't even know that song.
Well, I'm so glad you asked. Let me pull it up.
No, don't play copyrights.
No, you can play like 5 seconds. Whatever.
No,
fine.
You got
it. They can play it for themselves. You can censor it. You can censor it later then.
Go ahead.
Anyways, we'll play it for you after then.
We got it. You get knocked down, you get up.
I almost got you strike.
Almost.
And you're never gonna keep us down.
Anthony almost got us demonetized, even though we're not monetized yet. So
I did.
So that's the thing, is like every time we ever work with other podcasters, it's a stepping stone for us. It's to step us up and to step you down.
We pull you down, we get you, we pull and, you like down MCD and gay strike.
Every operation is a sabotage.
Every one of them. Anyway, what did you learn? That's what I learned. What did you learn?
Should I even bother closing right now?
No, close it. Yeah, what did you
fucking
learn?
Bother.
All right.
So I learned that it's very creative to actually have a podcast and mix improv and podcast in one world. It is not easy. So that is something very creative and very different because, you know, as improv is a different world, podcast is a different world. Right. And to put both of these together and have something interactive, it's really fun. And the second thing I learned is you are very, you have amazing haircuts. So, and you know, just, yeah, the haircut is very important. And love your barber. And most importantly, to have fiancés and wife who actually support you and don't piss you off, right? So, that's very true. So love life is very important. And last and final thing is Taylor Swift is still amazing. I don't have to really love her, but sometimes it's okay to love her. Yeah.
Okay, wait, one other thing I learned. I need more storage on my computer. That's the other thing I learned too.
Oh yeah, you need storage, yeah.
That is true. Important. Hey, give me your
answer. And I also noticed that I thought Michael was the loudest one, but I still became the loudest one for some reason. Why am I always the loudest? I thought he was the loudest one in this relationship, but after that, I'm still louder than Shady.
That's a compliment, dude. I mean,
I thought I was like somebody's gonna outrank me in some way, but.
Oh,
it's going away.
Anthony keeps fucking muting me and turning my shit off.
Anthony, make me host again. Yeah, make me host again.
Kevin, you're the host now.
Yeah. All right. That's what I learned. God. That's my take on this. That's it.
Security.
You know how to do
keep my microphone very close.
Yeah. Make close. There you go.
All right, there we go.
Kevin, you're the host.
Kevin is the host now.
Yeah, I'm the host. I got the power again. All right, guys, where can people find you?
Yeah, where can people find you? Yes, please.
Yeah,
that's Michael.
People can find us all over the place. We are on all different podcasting platforms, Acast, Spotify, Apple, Google, the whole shebang. YouTube is a big one. That is where all of our video episodes are on there, and we just have a ton of fun with the editing. So definitely check us out on YouTube. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We're all over the place, man. And we just like to pop in a little bit of everywhere. And say hey.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. I like it when Kevin takes a second to just free and then realize, okay, this is
Kevin. I just want to give
Kevin
a space.
He gives a dramatic pause for some reason. I'm like,
beautiful.
Yeah. Cause I want to make sure that he finishes his thought. I don't want to interrupt. You know what I mean? So it's like,
God, you and your space obsessions. Jesus.
And Shady likes to interrupt a lot. That's our fans know it. Yeah.
It's a good odd couple dynamic.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I know, right?
It.
Yeah. That's why we ended up dying together in the fucking
Yeah.
That's true. And
it was meant to be.
As soon as I knew I was on a date, I'm like, Anthony's gonna put me together with Nishi. I knew it and it happened.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful, right?
Beautiful.
Beautiful. It was a beautiful thing ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So
go ahead. And Shady, what should they do? What should they do? Follow us on Instagram.
Podcast. Okay, so what you guys need to do and what everybody needs to do right now is first of all, follow us on Instagram at the Hangover Comedy Podcast.
Yeah.
While you're at it, check us out on Spotify, everything, iHeartRadio, all that, the listening platform. Not only that, subscribe on, YouTube as well. Do that first and then go back to your wife or girlfriend, whatever your life is, right? And most importantly, follow us more on Gin and Tonic, because actually that's something which we do. We also do Gin and Tonic. We have stand-up comedy as well. I mean, we know that, right, Kevin?
We do improv. So we do hopefully you guys can come at one point. I think we're doing it this
time. Hell yeah.
Host Saturdays. We host every other Sunday. We do stand-up comedy. We switch it between stand-up and improv, Kevin being the person in charge for improv. So we do both. So that gives me a training to learn about improvisers. So please check it out on all the platforms. The link to their video and Kevin's video will be in the description. We will put it there and subscribe to their channel. And please subscribe to our channel. And we're going to catch you guys in the next video, because I have to take a piss right now.
Perfect. All right, guys. See you next one.
Bye. Thanks so much.